All right. Yeah, you bet, Louie. It's a wonderful world. But, you know, in this darn world of residential real estate, consumers don't always have it so wonderful. No way. They are misled. They're led by the nose. They're led by some agent's desire for commission dollars into lengthy, long, not so good contracts. So my world today, Barry's world, is entitled Only Use Short-Term Contracts for Real Estate Services. My tip for the morning is this. Be super conscious. Be super suspicious of real estate contracts that are any longer than 90 days. Better yet, walk away from real estate contracts that are longer than 90 days. And I'm saying walk away before you ever get close to signing such an obscene contract. So you listed your home with a high-powered agent who told you that his company policy requires at least a six-month contract. Well, unless your most preferred timeline and your specific timeline for selling your home is 6 months, you have just been taken to the cleaners big time. You see, fiduciary agents always make the commitment to get the job done in your timeline. And most of the time, your best timeline is less than 90 days. Only hire a fiduciary agent. Kathleen, that's how I express the use of short-term contracts. But how about if you and John, as the consumer guy, if we dialogue a little bit about what does it mean to have a short-term contract? And why do we do this? And how do we do it? Kathleen?
Well, you know, I'd like to ask you, Barry, about the consumer that we run into every once in a while who says, you know, I want to sort of put it, have a little longer contract because I want to start out with a high price for my home and just see what happens then. And I need a little more time in case I need to lower the price. What do you think of that, Barry?
What do I think of that? I think that happens all the time, except half the time it's agents who are proposing that idea, and the other half it's consumers, and basically both halves are wrong. Why? They're playing games. Their house is, the seller, the house is going to get stale. And realtors are going to say, oh, geez, they're just trying to get a high price. Are they really motivated or not? That's what goes through the mind of the buyer agent. And it's the buyer agents who are the ones who are going to bring most of the buyers. Now, individual buyers may not see that they made that mistake and that it was on the market for 2 months. But think about it. In a market where houses are selling in less than 12 days, I mean, that's the inventory in Colorado Springs. In Denver, okay, sorry, it's 2 weeks and a half. Let's make it 18 days of inventory. You better get it right the first time or you continue forever. This has been true for decades. If you get it wrong up front, that house becomes stale and it becomes on the market for a lot longer. So there are inherent dangers that are there based on human nature. Why not to make that mistake on the front end?
I see. Yeah. So you're saying that actually if it's priced wrong, that actually it could end up hurting both sides really in the end.
Oh, it will. It'll hurt the agent. It'll hurt the seller. And hopefully the seller says, well, gee, why didn't the agent wake me up? See, agents have a job to be the fiduciary, not by choice, but by the law. That is the law. If you sign a listing contract and don't say, oh, I'm not going to represent you, John. Oh, I'm going to represent myself. I'm going to represent some buyer who I don't even know yet, but they might come by and give me a call off my sign, and they want me to work for them. I'm going to work for you and them equally. And I don't care what you price it. Oh, by the way, John, price it higher. It's so beautiful. People are taught to do that to get the listing. So the system is against the seller doing the right thing. I'm very much against that system that hurts the seller in particular. Agents, I'm not too concerned about. They have a license. They have the responsibility, as does their manager and their broker, and too bad for them. I guess I say I don't really care too much about their mistakes, except that it hurts the consumer. So, yeah, you bet, Kathleen. It's a pretty healthy and big mistake. If Larry were here, he would tell a story or two where the agents convinced him early in his youth, as he says, when he was selling his first or second home, that he got sucked into thinking, oh, yeah, that higher price will work. And it backfired big time.
I see. Yeah. So they're kind of tied together. The timing of the agreement with the agent and the price. Is that what you're saying?
They are. And if they're not, they should be, John.
And Kathleen, wouldn't you say that it's a reality that if the property goes stale, the agent may fall asleep as well and lose interest and maybe really not even be representing the buyer or seller at all?
Yeah, I like that phrase, go to sleep, because yeah. I think that does happen. I sometimes think that the agents are falling asleep at the wheel.
The agents are. The number one complaint that consumers have had, get this, for 50 steady years. Now, NAR doesn't ask these same questions year in and year out, but consistently through the last 50 years of surveys that the National Association of Realtors does for buyers and sellers and with buyers and sellers is lack of communications. The agents are happy to communicate good news. Look, I get the feeling we like to be positive. We're upbeat. Top agents are upbeat, positive, forward-looking people. However, our job is to give the news, whether it's bad or good. But agents can't give good news when they oversold the price of the property to begin with. Okay? How do they sell their own hypocrisy? Not very well. So they go silent. And they go asleep. I think they were asleep to begin with. But, John, that is a good comment. Anything else, Kathleen?
No, I would love to hear more what John has to say in terms of his perspective on this short-term contract idea.
Well, Kathleen, I have the personal experience from the selling side of having to fire an agent mm-hmm. who basically put out the listing and then disappeared from the scene. And I think that the other factor that we ran into with this agent was that it is part of the listing information as to how long a property has been on the market.
Yep.
And that can be a severe hit. In fact, we ran into that problem in negotiating the final price of the home we were selling. So you might be able to speak more to that.
Well, some smart buyer agent and buyer use that against you.
Absolutely.
Good for them. Good for them, because that's their job, to get the best price and terms for the buyer. And I haven't yet, in 40-plus years, met buyers who want to pay the highest price. I've met sellers who aren't sure what the highest price is and sometimes settle on the lowest price. That's also a mistake if they do it too soon. But on the topic and the specific that you gave, John, good for that buyer agent. And I'm sorry that you, the sellers, had not a good agent, not that protector from day minus one, because the process, 90-day contract, that's for marketing the home. There is a pre-preparation time period, could be a week, could be 2 weeks, could be a day, could be 2 days when sellers have to move quickly, but it also could be 1 month or 2 months. We at the Barry and Larry Show propose 2 month advance work. That's not a part of the 90-day contract. That's a precursor to it, and that's a build-up so that the 90 days the house is in mint condition for whom? For the seller to say, why am I selling? No, for the buyer to say, I want that. Does that add a couple things, Kathleen?
I think that's a very wise strategy, because being prepared and having the house ready, having the agent that you have chosen that is the right match for you, and being ready to go at the right time for the starting gun of your 90 days or so, I think is a very good strategy.
Yeah, John.
Kathleen, last week we talked about using open-ended questions to find out what your agent is really signing up to do for you. Could you comment a little bit on things such as preparing the home for sale? How can a person interviewing an agent ask that open-ended question about such things?
Well, I think you can leave it open-ended by it depending on exactly the topic you're addressing, but you can say, how would you help me prepare this house for sale? And just leave it at that. Sometimes
good.
It's the other side. It's listening. You know, we always say we want the brokers and the agents to listen. Well, it's our turn to listen now. We need to ask that short little open-ended question and then sit back and listen.
Great.
And in addition, I'm going to add a point, Kathleen and John, marketing plan. Hello. The marketing plan, when there is one, how sad is that for consumers to hear? When there is one, you bet, because the majority of times there is not one. Oh, I'll just stick a sign in the front yard. That's all I was taught to do, agents say. Oh, I'll just let the phone ring when it's put into the MLS. That's all I was taught to do, agents say all the time. No, it centers in on the marketing plan. For whom is a marketing plan written? Only one person or set of people, and that's the seller, period. The marketing plan is the written document that puts into place the timeline, the activities that the seller and seller agent agree will work. And seller agents, you better shape up out there, because you're pretty sad, if not sick, or both sad and sick, when you don't even know how to put a marketing plan together in writing for the specific timeline, wants and needs of the seller, combined with the timeline and current conditions of the real estate market. And then final warning to you sellers on this point is discount brokers are on the rise. So you have to be more careful than ever before. Discount brokers, you name them. They come in different stripes, different colors, different looks, different names. Oh, they could be glitzy on TV, but they're sad when it comes to reality. Good for TV, bad for reality, and you live in reality when you are a seller. So be careful out there of discount brokers. You need to find a good broker to list your home anywhere in the United States, call Kathleen. You're moving and your home is already sold, or you don't have a home to sell and you need a top buyer agent anywhere in the United States, you give this Kathleen Chiris, who's with us now, a call at 303-758-4040. Kathleen, I'm going to say happy morning to you. Thanks so much for being here and lending your expertise to our topic and theme today. Always have short-term contracts with real estate agents, comma, because they always could be renewed when necessary. Kathleen, you get the final word before we take our break.
Well, thanks to you, Barry and John, for sharing your supreme insights. After doing this for over 20 years, I realize how many the things you say do ring true. They're just so important for consumers out there to understand and write down and take seriously, because it will help in the end make a very, very good transaction.
Yes, it will. And they are the parting words for this break. We're going to come back and we're going to hear some of John's comments and John's consumer questions on this same theme.